WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 90.7, The Capstone. This is your morning show. I'm your host, Summer Scroggins, joined by...
Ian Schwartz. How you guys doing?
And we're just super happy to be back, at least for this week. I don't know that we'll be back next week, honestly.
We'll
this
see.
Could be our very last show.
Ever. No, I'm just kidding.
At least of the semester.
Yeah.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Buck. But, yeah. A lot of stuff happened last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving was a thing.
That was a thing.
You know?
It was fun, I guess.
I mean,
you have to eat food.
That's true. It's not out of a box.
Yeah. You don't have to eat, like, rotisserie chicken for a day.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
I mean, I had to work a lot over Thanksgiving break.
That kind of stinks.
Yeah. I had to come back and forth, because, like, I only live 3 hours away.
So they got you on call?
Well, Crimson Tide Productions... They had a volleyball game the day before and the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But I was not about to be the grandkid that did not show up for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for Thanksgiving Day. So, like, I had to be up here both day before and day after. But then I had to be home for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, okay. You know.
Interesting.
Lots of driving.
Okay. Yeah, that must not be fun, though, driving up and down 3 hours.
Not really. I mean, I got a lot of good music listening in. Lots of good music. However, Spotify Wrapped was already wrapped.
Which it's like, I always thought that Spotify Wrapped came out at, like, you know, end of December, beginning of January.
And I feel like that's when it should. Because
yeah.
That's the end of the year.
It came out so fast. I'm like, I'm still listening to more music. Like, give me, like, this month.
But, like, they cut it off in, like, October so that they can get all the data.
They're like, no more.
I'm like, October is not my best time.
Yeah.
That's spooky season. That's the time where I, like, the scariest thing is my own brain, so I'm listening to all the sad music at that point. Because the seasons are changing, and now I'm in school again.
Give me November. Give me a little bit of December. Like, I'm still finding music. Like, what are we doing? So
it should come. Spotify Wrapped, if you ask me, should come out January 1st.
Yeah, it's like to wrap up like your year. Like this is what you've been listening to for the year. What are we doing?
Yeah, this is your year in music.
Spotify, fix your app.
And like they should, the cutoff to like get new music in should be like December 15th.
Yeah,
give them a little bit of time to like. Get all the data in, they've got all year to make the graphics.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like this is, like, a sudden thing.
I feel like they just go, like, to work on, like, the next graphic after it's done. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm just not a Spotify
holding
these secrets.
Last year's Wrapped was awful. You couldn't understand a lot of what was, like, being conveyed.
I forgot about last year's Wrapped.
Yeah. And then this year's Wrapped was better, but what is up with all, like, the ugly graphics?
I don't like them. I'm not really, like, this year's graphics, I weren't really digging them, I'm sorry.
I liked the theme that they were going for.
The theme was cool, it was just, like,
but, like,
too
the graphics
going
themselves,
on. Yeah.
They were too busy, they were kind of just ugly.
You know, my brain's not working, I'm gonna give it, like, a 2.5 out of 10, you know?
Yeah.
Do better.
I give it a solid, like, 4. It's better than last year's.
I don't really remember last year's, so...
I'd have to show you, but I'm not pulling it up at the moment. I'm too lazy.
It was just cool with, like, the solar system thing, I guess.
Yeah.
They were trying to,
and,
you know,
like, they told you your, personality, like, in finding music. I was the nomad.
Oh, okay.
What were you?
There's something about, like, John listening to a lot of music...
Everybody?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know. Oh.
I just,
it'll take so long to find it.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I like Spotify Wrapped. It's always cool to see what my like top genre was. Like seeing like what percent I am for like my favorite artist.
Mm.
I was like the top 0.5% for Rare Americans listeners.
I was the top 0.5 for this artist named Bamboon.
Yeah.
Just listen to him. I love too how Spotify did that, and then like Apple Music was like, now we gotta do something like
now
that.
Now we gotta do it.
And then like, yeah.
No, one of my best friends in the entire world posted her Apple Music Wrapped, and I was like, what's wrong with you?
Just exposing yourself.
Yeah, you're just, like, I know you use Apple Music, but today is not for you.
It's for us Spotify listeners.
It's for Spotify. And like, I kept sending her memes on TikTok about like people making fun of Apple Music listeners.
I mean, I used to be an Apple Music listener, but I hate, like, Apple Music's interface is so bad. It's so bad. I couldn't stand it. I actually had to beg my mom and be like, can we actually please switch to Spotify? Like, I can't do this anymore.
Understandable. I never used Apple Music, but...
No.
Just going off, like, before streaming platforms, like, when I was little, trying to navigate and, like, download stuff from iTunes... You know,
for all those that are not, you know, that can't see, she just put download in air quotes.
So. Yeah. My mama had her ways. We didn't pay for music.
I guess this was before us, but were you like a LimeWire person?
My mom definitely was. Okay. And so I would go to my mom and be like, hey, mom, I'm tired of using up all the data listening to music on the bus on YouTube. You're yelling at me constantly about it. And we don't have unlimited data. Please, God, put music on my phone so that I don't do this.
Okay.
And so she did. And she definitely used LimeWire to do all that.
Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, I was not clear enough. And I only listened to country music for a very long time because my mom... refused to put my actual music taste on my phone.
Okay.
Because she didn't know what I liked because...
Yeah.
So.
We had, like, the family iPod and had, like, the collection of, like, 10 songs in one SpongeBob episode. And, like, you know, you're watching on, like, a little iPod.
I never had an iPod. But when I was 10, I was staying home alone a lot.
Okay.
And my parents just got fed up with leaving one of their phones at home with me to make sure that I had a phone in case I needed one because we didn't have a landline.
Mm-hmm.
So for my 10th birthday, I got a little iPhone 4, you know. So they're like, this is only for calling us in emergencies when we go off and do our own thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I added all of my friends the next day on my phone. Okay. And downloaded every single game I could possibly think of.
Okay.
Wasn't allowed to have social media at the time.
That's fair. I didn't get social media till way later.
Yeah. So that didn't stop my friends from making social media accounts of me without me knowing.
Okay.
So there's an Instagram account from when I was in like sixth grade that I have no access to.
What did just exist?
And the person who made it has no access to.
Okay.
Because they forgot the email and password that they set up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really embarrassing because it's photos that this person took of me without me knowing.
Okay.
And they just kind of used what I thought was funny at the time
the
bio.
Yeah.
It was like, I love this made-up creature. I forgot what it was.
Okay.
That I made up because I thought it was funny. It was like a little ice cream dude with wings.
Okay.
I was a weird kid.
Okay.
And they're like, I love the name of that thing. And swimming or something. And then it was just a bunch of really bad pictures of me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found out about the account, because obviously someone had to tell me because I didn't have it, have any social media, I was like, why would you do this? And she's like, I thought it was funny.
Okay.
I'm like, it's not.
No, I'm not laughing.
Delete it. And she's like, no. And so she never deleted it. And then I asked her years later, delete it. And she's like, oh, I don't remember the password.
Nice.
I'm like, great. So now this really embarrassing thing is going to be one of the first things that employers, when I'm 30,
will see. Yeah, they'll be like, what is this? And like, don't ask me.
And like, I've gone to Instagram and was like, hey, this account's impersonating me. Please delete it. And they're like, actually, it was created before your account, so we can't do that.
Yikes.
You're the impersonator. I'm like, no.
Yikes.
So.
Okay.
That's like my current.
Fiasco, the current fiasco.
Well, not like current fiasco. It's been ongoing.
It's an ongoing feud between you and Instagram.
Yeah.
So.
I dropped the pen I was playing with.
Okay.
Do you have anything like that?
No, but we did have a Thanksgiving Day fiasco, which was very interesting.
Interesting.
So every year we do with Thanksgiving, we do a country before. So like this year was Germany, so we had like a lot of German food.
Yeah.
And then we're supposed to vote for next year. And next year, the clear winner on the ballot was going to be Japan.
Yeah.
But they threw a horseshoe in the middle, whatever that
dark
saying.
Horse.
Whatever they're saying is they throw a wrench in the mix, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, because we've been doing it for like 13 years now, so it's like the best of every food from last year, and that was competing up against Japan, but everybody wanted Japan to win, and somehow the best of all the other foods won, and it's a whole fiasco. And I think somebody that I know might have rigged the ballot.
Call them out.
I did. I said I'm compiling evidence. I'm getting testimonies, and when Christmas time comes around, I'm gonna put everybody on trial, and we're gonna fix this, and it's gonna be Japan because that's what it should be. Next year's country is supposed to be Japan.
Interesting.
End of story.
That sounds like a lot of fun. My family, we cooked a turkey. Like, they deep fried a turkey. They
Ooh.
Had ham.
Okay.
And we all just kind of sit and pretend not to hate each other.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I have Thanksgiving with extended relatives because I can't really stand some of my actual relatives.
Yeah. No, I get it.
That's just how it is.
It is. That's how it is, you know? You sit there and you come together for the holidays.
Yeah, you try to.
Yeah, you try to.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and you have a dud Thanksgiving or a dud Christmas, but...
Yeah. I'm excited for Christmas.
I'm very excited for Christmas. Christmas is going to be fun, hopefully, this year.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Family. Everybody love it. On that note, let's go back to some music. So, next up is The Heart Is Willing by A.A. Bondi.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're back. Howdy, hey guys. And this time, we've got a C-Dubs article for you. Shout out C-Dubs.
Shout out C-Dubs. Always shout out C-Dubs.
Always shout out the Crimson White.
So, Blunt Hall has been getting a laundry renovation recently.
Interesting.
So, students, right now, since they're renovating, they haven't paid for laundry for about 3 months.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm dead serious. And so, yeah, they've been fixing it up, installing new stuff, I guess. New laundry. They have to reinstall, like, the pay machine. Super little blackboard, like, thing you have to, like, tap, and then so...
That's ridiculous. I had to pay for every single one of my loads of laundry that I did.
Somebody said that they paid between about $40 to $90 on laundry this semester alone.
Yeah.
Due to the washers being at $1.50 per load and dryers costing $1.25 for the first hour with an additional 25 cents every additional 15 minutes.
And, like, those dryers suck.
Yeah, really, it's really annoying when you, like... You just got a big ball of wet clothes and you got to wait for somebody. That was the thing that annoyed me. People, like, didn't set alarms and timers for that stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, their clothes would be done from the dryer and then just be sitting there. And it's like, I got to dry my clothes. So, I just, like, put them like on the laundry thing. It's like, it's your fault. Like, you didn't set a timer.
I cannot tell you how many messages we got in the John England, like, fourth floor group chat about that on the girl side. Because every time, like, it'd be like a second after your clothes finished, and a girl would be texting them in the group chat, like, hey, whose clothes are in the dryer? I need it. I'm like, girl, hold on. I ain't even had time to put my ramen noodles down.
Yeah, no, for us, it was just, they would just sit there for like 10 minutes. It was the complete opposite for us. Nobody cared. And it was just like, I have to do the work of removing your clothes? Come on.
No, we didn't touch each other's clothes.
Sometimes I had to. It was just like, 3 minutes have passed and you still haven't come for your clothes? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, I got fed up with it. So I would just, like, I started doing my clothes and, like, washing my clothes because I lived on the end of the hall. It didn't affect me how loud the laundry room was or how loud that door closed. I started doing it at, like, midnight, 1 a.m., because I would be up anyway doing homework or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, watching TV. So I would sit there, I would set my timers, and then I would do homework because that was the best time to do it for me.
Okay.
And no one would be up doing their laundry because who does their laundry at 1 a.m.?
I do my laundry at 1 a.m.
Well, I did too because nobody was there.
I just do it now at 1 a.m. because it's like a spur of the moment. Like, oh.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah, I totally forgot about laundry.
Yeah. Normal people don't do that.
That's true. Normal people do it at, like, a regular time.
Yeah, so I would sit there, and I would do my laundry, and I'd sit in my room. I'd have my alarm set just in case some girl came in and was like, whose laundry?
Yeah.
Whose laundry is in there? At 1 a.m.
But honestly, it should be cheaper. It's way too much. I'm sorry.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It got to the point last year, I was a very lucky person. I only live, like, 3 hours away. So I'd wait until the weekend, like 3 weeks out, because I would be starting to run out of clothes. I have a lot of clothes. I'd be starting to run out of clean clothes, and I'd be like, hey, Mom, I'm coming home for the weekend.
It's just, you know, $90, 40? No, what was it?
It's like 40 to 90.
Imagine what you could buy with between the ranges of $40 to $90.
So many Little Caesars pizzas.
Exactly.
And Little Caesars pizzas, they can feed you for up to like 3 days, depending on how you choose to eat that.
Okay.
For like 4 days.
Never had Little Caesars pizza.
Well, any pizza.
I've seen the commercials.
But Little Caesars is $5.
I like the commercials. Little Caesars got A-game commercials.
Yeah. The pizza's mid. I'm going to be real with you.
Okay.
Pizza's mid. It's all right.
It's like your classic, like...
It's just a pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I like it a lot, though, because it's $5. So that puts it, like, at the top of my list to get when I get pizza.
Okay.
And it's, like, a huge pizza. It's $5, hot and ready.
Okay.
And, you know, that's a lot of pizza. And, like, I'll eat half of it the first night because I'm hungry and then it's dinner.
Yeah.
And then I'll save the other half and split it into two.
Oh, okay.
So two the next day for lunch and then two the day after that for lunch.
Okay.
That's how I always split it up. And that's because, you know, I had to make my own lunches for a very long time. And it was easy to put pizza in a bag and run out the door.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
So, it's cheap and it's easy.
That's what you need in life.
Yeah.
Cheap and easy food.
The only drawback with it is, like, they don't do delivery, so you just kind of have to go there and get it.
Okay. Do you guys have CeCe's pizza here?
Yeah, we have CeCe's. I don't know about up here. I don't know that I've found one up here, but I haven't really looked.
Okay.
CeCe's was never, like, my favorite.
That's fair. Because the thing was that as a child, I would always see CeCe's pizza ads, like, in Jersey. And there's no CeCe's pizzas in New Jersey. So I was very confused on why I keep seeing these ads for a pizza place that doesn't exist here.
Yeah. Like, it... CC's is all right. It's never going to be my first choice.
Okay.
It, like, if you're craving pizza and it's all that's around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go there. It's, like, it reminds me of a lot of, like, Chuck E. Cheese's.
Ooh, did you hear about, you know about the Chuck E. Cheese conspiracy?
Oh, I know all about the Chuck E. Cheese.
Reusing pizza?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Except CC's doesn't do that.
Thank God.
Like, their pizza's good. It is. It's just something about it done. It's not my first choice.
Okay.
I'll go with, like, to be fair, though, Marco's pizza is, like, one of my top choices. If I've got the money for Marco's.
Never heard of Marco's.
They've got one in Northport.
Okay. Is it, like, chain or yeah, family owned?
Yeah, it's a chain.
Okay.
Like, they've got one in Opelika right next to where I used to work. So I would get off work and feel like I wanted pizza, but I was feeling a little expensive because mm-hmm. Marco's pizza is expensive.
Okay.
So I'd be like, hey, Mom, I'm feeling fancy tonight. I'm getting Marco's pizza. And she's like, okay. So I would pick up Marco's pizza on the way home if she wasn't cooking or anything.
Okay.
And that's what I would have. And, like, again, it would be a good 3 days because I get the large.
Okay. Okay. Is it like, now is it like, do they got slices up at the front of the counter that you could pick from?
No, they have like a small, like personal pan, a medium, and a large.
Okay.
And I would just always go with large because it would feed me for longer, get me fuller.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of pizza places in Auburn, so.
I gotta try, I wanna try Auburn pizza now.
Auburn pizza?
Yeah. If there's so many of these places, I want to just go around and just, like, eat pizza.
I mean, the best place, like, my favorite place to get pizza in Auburn is this place called Johnny Brusco's, also a chain.
Okay.
It's New York style pizza is what it's advertises.
You're piquing my interest. What do we got?
That's what it advertises.
Okay.
So, I've never been to New York. I can't confirm nor deny if it actually is.
Okay, interesting.
So,
New York style pizza, it's okay.
You know.
New Jersey is the best pizza. You didn't hear that from me.
He's totally not biased.
all the pizza shops were, like, around me, we got the counter, and they got, like, the slices.
Yeah.
And you could just pay for the slice. $3 for a big slice. Like, you can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I would just go to Sam's Club. It's $1.50 for, like, a huge slice. And, like, that pizza's pretty decent.
You're missing out. You just gotta go up to the counter. You gotta go, like, hey, boss, can I get a... And you gotta... So, you know, you're looking up and down. You're trying to figure out what you want. Man, I miss...
It's like a candy store, but pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Coppola's pizza is the best pizza on this planet. I will fight anybody for that title. I'm defending that till the day I die.
Interesting.
It's like a walk, like a 5-minute walk. They got the best pizza, big slices for $3.
Interesting, interesting.
Never go wrong with a nice Coppola slice.
No, my parents would, like, drag me grocery shopping with them because, like, we would go somewhere and, like, my parents are really bad about this. They're like, oh, Summer, do you want to go get your nails done with us?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, absolutely, I want to get my nails done.
Yeah.
But then they end up going to, like, 5 other places after that.
Oh, okay.
They're like...
That's how they rope you in.
Yeah. So, like, before that, we'll go... Or, like, after that, we'll go... to the grocery store. I'm like, I have wet toenails right now.
Mm-hmm.
My toenails have polish on them that you just paid a lot of money for. And you're going to get me to walk around a grocery store right now?
But it's like, what, Sam's Club?
Yeah.
Sam's Club's like the best to walk around.
Yeah, Sam's Club's amazing to walk around. Not with wet toenails. Where if you like slightly touch it on anything, it'll mess it up completely.
Yeah.
Do you know how stressful that is?
It must be very stressful as a child.
Yeah, because, like, if you mess it up, your parents just paid, like, $60 for it. So yikes. They're going to scream at you about it. They're like, why'd you mess it up? I'm like, because I'm walking around Sam's Club. When you just said we were going to go get our nails done.
Okay.
I'm like, why would you choose to do this? So I got fed up with it. And eventually I just started asking, like, hey, can I please just go get a pizza? I'm hungry. Like a slice of pizza and a little yogurt. They've got yogurt there. So okay. Get yogurt and a slice of pizza. And I'd sit there until they were done shopping.
Okay. That's an interesting combo. Did you dip the yogurt in the pizza? Did you dip the pizza
no,
in the yogurt?
They have the little berry yogurt.
Like so Yoplait?
Like, no, it's like they have like yogurt? Vanilla, right? And then they put like
Oh yeah. You put the berry, yeah.
And it's really good.
It is very good. That type of yogurt is very good.
So, and like it was always really sweet, so I had a hard time finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd just give the rest of it to my mom or my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd eat it.
Okay. Do you guys have Wegmans down here?
I don't even know what that is.
So never mind. Wegmans also has good pizza. And that's what I have. I remember because as a child, I would be excited to go because they would have a little train on like the route. Like,
oh, that's
around
so
the
cool.
Butcher. Yeah. So I'd always go and the train would be running and I'd just stare at it for like hours. And yeah. They'd be like, we gotta go. And I'm like, well, the train's still going, so I wanna watch it.
I'm gonna sit here until it stops.
Yeah.
No. So. My favorite thing was to go to the Sam's Club, like, not at, like, when they were just like, let's go to Sam's Club, you know, not doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sit there and I'd look at the, like, all the big play structures they had.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite thing. I would sit there and I'd, like, look at it and, like, see what all the play structures had to offer, and I would like judge it. I'm like, that's a crappy play system, play structure, because it doesn't have a slide. That one's really cool because it's got a twisty slide. But I would also look at like the pool floats,
mm-hmm.
and I would judge them too. Like they would have like the big lake floats that you would take to like the lake or something.
Because
I live right next to, or like 40 minutes from Lake Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a huge lake in Alabama.
Yeah.
And they would have like the lake floats, and I'm like, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to get on one, but no one like that I knew that would go to the lake often had one.
Okay.
And it was really unfortunate.
Okay.
Because like the lake floats look so cool.
Yeah.
It's just like a bunch of chairs though. I don't know what about it just enthralled little me's brain, but it was like.
Lake float. I feel like I'm thinking the same float that you're thinking about.
They're like the size of this room.
Yeah, does it have like a little hole in the bottom and you gotta swim under to get to?
Some of them do, but then they also have like mesh holes where you can just put your feet but not like fully get wet.
Okay.
Or like where you can just sit in the water and not like have to float or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have like the chairs where you just put your feet in at the end.
Okay. There's just one lake float or float that I saw as a child that I never forgot. It's ginormous float. It's like a big circle, and like you sit inside the circle. But
yeah.
Then at the bottom there's like a little hole, and then you gotta to get into it. You have to swim under the float and then go up through the hole.
Yeah.
And I've wanted one ever since.
The one that I'm thinking of was like a big rectangle. And honestly, it might be bigger than this room.
Okay.
The one that I'm thinking of. It was humongous.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted Ooh. Someone to have one so bad, just so that I could, like,
yeah,
experience it.
Yeah, ride around in a float.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, I would love to look at, like, the normal full floats, so, like, they would have, like, the big turtle with the handles, or they've had like the alligators, yep. or something like that.
Yep. Those ones are cool. Those ones are really cool.
Yeah.
Sam's Clubs and Costco's, they sell, bulk. They sell some crazy stuff. Like one time I saw a motorbike for like $700. I'm like, that's.
Yeah.
I need that.
I got this huge beanbag chair,
mm-hmm.
at Sam's Club last year for my dorm room.
Mm hmm.
And, like, you can plug it in, and it'll vibrate.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my god, that's insanely cool. And it has, like, it's not just a beanbag chair. It's got, like, a back to it.
Okay.
And it's called, like, a Big Joe. And it's just huge. Okay. So, of course, I bought it because it was only 70 bucks.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I, like, put it in my dorm room, and it was fantastic. And now it just sits on my balcony. Because we don't really have outdoor furniture at the moment. So now Big Joe has been confined to outside unless it's raining.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah. We don't really have outdoor furniture at my place. It's just Big Joe, a mat, and a, what's it called? Like a lawn chair.
Okay.
That my parents bought for us for swim meets that we don't go to anymore.
Okay.
So, up next, we've got, what is that? Mykonos?
Yeah, Mykonos.
By Fleet Foxes.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.